Versus Positive Outcomes, a podcast for the P&L community. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Jeff Newell, your host for this episode. We have a great show lined up for you. Linda Lasco and Scott Hedlund of OPC is back with us to discuss volunteering within this organization. For those who are not familiar with Scott and Linda, Linda is the current president of OPC, as well as practicing certified orthotist for over 25 years of experience at Custom Orthotic Design Group in Ontario. And Scott is the current vice president of OPC and is also a certified prosthetist at Russell Prosthetics in BC. Thanks, guys, for joining us today. Looking forward to chatting with you.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah, likewise. Thanks, Jeff.
Okay, well, let's get right into it. We'll use the similar format that we used the last time that you guys were here. We just have an option to discuss about volunteering within the OPC community. So what is the importance of volunteering from like a 30,000 feet level? What's the importance of volunteering with OPC?
Linda, do you want to take that on?
Sure. I'll get started. And I think that one of the most significant things for OPC with our volunteers is that we're a not-for-profit group and we're funded by our members. And our members have a lot of work that needs to be done, a lot of tasks that we need to accomplish in order to fulfill our mandate of protecting the public and making sure that allied healthcare practitioners and the public know about what we do as certified prosthetists, certified orthotists, and orthotic and prosthetic technicians. And so with all this work to be done, we need to have our volunteers working on it, because otherwise I think it's a matter of cost, not being able to afford to pay someone to do it. But most importantly is that the people that are doing the work, our volunteers, are really the subject matter experts and have the expertise and the knowledge in order to contribute to the work that needs to be done. Scott, do you want to go on with the other stuff that is, I think, important too? Very important.
Sure. Thanks, Linda. Yeah, it's as you've said, Linda, it's critical that we all contribute or pull on the same end of the rope here. If we were to, we already have paid management staff to help with the operations of OPC and even down into the committee levels, but it's really critical for us as subject matter experts to really flesh out some of the work and bear the brunt of all that work. We're also, you know, we're there, as Linda mentioned, to support our profession and colleagues and, you know, and also selfishly in volunteering. I've gotten a lot out of that as well over the years. And it's, you know, I've built and strengthened a lot of great relationships with a lot of colleagues and, you know, had a lot of interesting opportunities that have come my way through volunteering. It also does help to broaden your understanding of the profession and what it takes to actually make our organization run and run smoothly and where we are in the healthcare community.
Well, you guys know I've been in the field a long time and I'm just on the board this past year, but not being on the board, I didn't realize the work that goes into it. Like you just kind of take it for granted that this wheel will keep turning and it runs smoothly, but there's a lot of cogs in the wheel that have to keep going or it'll just collapse. Whenever we go into our meetings and that, I'm impressed with the work that people are doing. Like, I wish I had more time to get more involved.
And it's sort of sad to use the term work because it sometimes has some negative connotation, but it's interesting things to do and interesting tasks that we're accomplishing. For example, this past weekend, we had our practice analysis task force get together for one of our first working meetings, and we're doing it virtually right now. And there is 16 people plus our two consultants that are guiding the work for the practice analysis. And so we will be having four meetings like this in order to flesh out exactly what are the domains and tasks and knowledge and skills that we need to know in order to practice in our profession. And we needed the expertise of the people. And we have volunteers from across the country, from East Coast, West Coast, people that have been practicing like myself or even longer than I have, and brand new people who have just been credentialed. So that shows how much work that needs to go into it just to accomplish this one task of getting our practice analysis. And it's a very important task because we are going to be using this to give us information for our accredited schools, for our examinations, and for the other work that the board and the National Education Standards Project is working on. So it's that 16 people that are spending a couple of Saturdays in a row, plus some extra nights meeting and doing the work that's required. But we all are learning stuff and we have to be at the top of our game in order to be thinking explicitly through all the tasks that we do in the workday, whether we're clinician or technician or PRO, it gives us the responsibility to make sure that we know what we're doing and that we are those subject matter experts for the field.
Yeah.
Sorry, Scott, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to add to that as well in some of those big groups, you know, provincially as well as nationally. Jeff, you and I both worked on the CPOT back in the day, and you know, having those big working groups with everybody all together and having those collaborative efforts, you know, in person is wonderful. Virtually is pretty good as well, but I think it's critical to have that breadth of experience and breadth of knowledge and backgrounds that we get from having the bigger groups. And it's pretty neat to see how those groups take place and what happens with them.
And as you mentioned earlier, Scott, there is a little bit of a selfish aspect to it in volunteering, because you learn so much as well when we get into these groups, you know. So I think it's a benefit on both sides for sure, without question.
Absolutely, Jeff.
I think too, on the sort of selfish part is that you get to meet people that are into similar things that you're into. There's a lot of things in common that you can talk about, and then you develop friendships that you otherwise may never have even met that person. And I have some great friends that I've met from volunteering P&O from across the country. And I feel very grateful that I had the opportunity to meet a lot of these people, to become friends and go off and do other things outside of P&O. So it's a great opportunity to do things like that as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What are your guys' thoughts on the networking opportunities? Let's get into that a little bit deeper. We've sort of touched on it a little bit, but let's take it another step further.
I just to piggyback on what Linda's just said there is, you know, and I would agree with her 100%, is there the relationships that you can form in some of these working groups or in some of these committees or even task forces or board, sitting around the board table, and just the relationships that you can forge and friendships that you can make really help, I find, to have people that I can reach out to talk to about certain issues, whether it be something clinical, whether it be unique clinical presentations or approaches to unique circumstances, or even just some business aspects as well. There's having that friendship or that relationship formed is key to being able to have a broader sense of community within our field, within our profession. Like, it's really that networking thing is fantastic and can't be underrated. You get a lot out of it for sure, out of the volunteering.
Definitely. Okay, what does volunteering entail within the organization?
It really depends on the role. We have a lot of different committees and task force and just little jobs that need to be done. So some people will commit to a 2-year term or a 3-year term on for example, the board of directors. And with that, the board of directors is responsible for meeting 4, sometimes 5 times a year and reading all the materials and making those higher level recommendations. Whereas some of the task force, so for example, the practice analysis task force, it's a shorter period of time, well, probably over 6 months, but more intense work where, for example, we spent all day Saturday working on it, and we'll spend all day next Saturday working on it and several nights over the next couple months reading through materials and answering questions. So when you're thinking about volunteering, think about what time you have available, whether you want to contribute for 6 months or 2 years or 3 years or once a week, twice a week, or maybe once every 3 months. There's different roles and different timing for the different roles. And another little project that we have going on is a group of certified orthotists together, putting together a paper to provide information, educational information for the public regarding plagiocephaly and cranial remolding helmets. And this is a short duration project. They get in, they get the paper written and get out. And so that's just going to take a couple of months. And we have other little projects like that that go on as well.
Well, Scott and I are on the conference committee. I don't know which one, the conference committee. And, you know, we've been on it for a while, but it's sort of now it's really picked up, Scott. I'm sure you'll agree that, you know, we were on the committee, we were doing a little bit here and there, a meeting here and there, but now we're full force. So the volunteering aspect will come and go within the time slots.
Absolutely. Yeah. And there are some limited scope volunteer opportunities, as simple as, you know, filling out surveys, right? There's, you know, little things that you can do along the way to really help out. Sometimes there's task forces and working groups like the plagiocephaly group that Linda had mentioned, as well as, you know, we did an osseointegration white paper a number of years ago. And those are, you know, pretty intense working groups, but the scope and duration of those groups or commitment is pretty limited. And then again, Jeff, in the committee that we're on, where it's, you know, it's pretty obviously cyclical with some of the work, you know, in off years, it backs off a little bit. There are some, you know, some small tasks that need to take place, but the the time commitment is substantially less, whereas in the build up to the conference, and you know, it's even picking up from here on in, you know, we're meeting every couple of weeks and there's lots of other things that are going on in the meantime. So yeah, it's an interesting thing. There's whatever amount of time that that somebody's willing to put into it, there's roles that could be tailored to that time commitment that's on the table.
I think people should not think that, oh, there's nothing I can do, there's nothing that I can offer, but they'd be amazed when you see, oh, I could do that, I could do that. Even though there's not a specific list of areas that you can get involved in, you know, just open up and you can see where you can fit in. You know, there's quite a lot that you can offer.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well put.
Okay. Sorry. Go ahead, Linda.
I think too that people that are new to the field, it's important that we have different perspectives on these committees. So we like to hear from people that have just gone through their exams or have just finished school, because their perspective would be different from the people that have been in the field for a longer time. And so it develops into richer conversations and more information that's better thought out when we have the different perspectives. So we always want to have people that are new and that haven't had a lot of experience with volunteering to contribute as well. So there's a place for everyone.
Mm-hmm. It's nice to get fresh eyes on different situations.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Even sometimes to ask some of those foundational questions as well, because there are occasionally things that we can overlook. So it's nice to have that fresh perspective with those types of questions that come in.
Sure. Okay, what are the different kinds of opportunities available within OPC as a volunteer?
Ooh, yeah, this guy's a limit.
You got 2 minutes, Scott. 2 minutes.
2 minutes. This is the elevator pitch, is it?
No, you got as much time as you want.
Right on. Again, as we've kind of talked about a little bit already, you know, the opportunities are I wouldn't say necessarily endless, but there's so many different types, from, you know, from stepping up and throwing your hat in the ring for a board position. You know, it's pretty amazing to see how much goes on, as you've mentioned earlier there, Jeff. You know, just seeing the inner workings and all of the details that the board takes care of on a regular basis. It's pretty neat to see all of that happen and to kind of get a better understanding of how the organization is run. Sometimes even just the smaller task forces, or if somebody specializes in something or has a special interest or unique interest in some aspect of our field, specific aspect of treatment, there's often, you know, with the practice analysis or some of the other kind of white paper type task forces that get struck from time to time. It's nice to step up and do some of that. Some of the ongoing committee work is sort of longer term type volunteer role or position, and there can be lots of really rewarding stuff that comes out of some of the work that happens in those committees, and then also some of the subcommittees that drop down from some of those bigger ones. Sorry, Linda, I don't want to hog this one.
There's a lot of different things that you can contribute to that really play off your strengths or your interests. So for example, with the marketing and communications or stakeholder relations committee, it's now called, if you're interested in marketing or reaching out and talking to insurance companies, developing videos, promotional videos or brochures, there's a place for you there. Or if you're more interested in details and you want to get involved with standards and ethics, that's for someone who's curious about that fine line between morals and ethics and where should we draw it and how are our policies written? Do they need to be improved? To the certification and registration exams. The examination committee has a huge job with that, making sure that our exams are defensible and reliable. And every year they need to put those exams on and make sure that it all happens, COVID or no COVID or good days or bad days, it still has to happen. So there's some excitement there. And then throughout the year, maintaining the exams and question writing. So there's a lot of different areas. Even if you have an interest in finance or if you have an accounting background, our finance committee always needs someone with that sort of experience. So you can sort of tailor your volunteer time to what you like. Some people like writing paper and papers and talking about for osteointegration or plagiocephaly or other items. And you can even approach the board and say, hey, I think we need to have a public relations brochure or paper about this subject for the public from OPC. Can we work on it? And the board would make a decision on that, whether it's something we need now or if something we'd welcome. So it's really about your imagination, what you like doing, what you want to contribute to. And like Scott said, some of it's just a matter of filling out the surveys and answering questions, or even going out in your community and giving a presentation for the high school careers day or even the kids science class in grade 4 and talking about myoelectrics and functional electrical stimulation and relating it to electricity. So there's so many opportunities that you can just pick and choose. We just want to get the word out there and do it in a very consistent way. So OPC is there to help you, but we're all here to do the work.
You know, another thing that I don't think we should forget about is the patient aspect of them volunteering, you know, just for volunteering just for the schools and that sort of aspect. What are your guys' thoughts about that?
Yeah, it's a critical one. That's essentially, it's why we're all here. Mm-hmm. You know, so generally with, you know, when it comes to patient volunteers, usually, especially for the schools, that's more of a kind of a school or provincial specific kind of, I guess, aspect of it. But when it comes to the certification exams and even registration exams, to have the patient volunteers for that sort of thing or for those exams, I think that's critical. To have us all keep in mind people that we deal with on a regular basis who would be good in some of those roles and would be, you know, would be willing and able and frankly do a good job and have the patience to put up with the poking and the prodding and the examinations and all that that learning. You know, it takes a certain type of person, I think, as we all know, and you know, I'm sure we all deal with a lot of people like that. So just kind of keeping some of them in mind as we're kind of going about our daily business.
Okay. Is there anything else you guys want to add before we wrap it up?
Yeah.
If anyone's interested, please contact our head office and they will help you find a pathway within our volunteer system. And we really appreciate everyone that contributes to our profession. And it ultimately comes down to making sure that we do the best for the public, best for our patients. And so the contributions are always welcome.
Yeah. Don't be afraid to say yes.
Okay. And with that, thank you very much for listening to this episode. And I'd like to thank Linda and Scott for stopping by again to talk with us, to share the opportunities within OPC as a volunteer. Of course, if you have a show or topic for future episodes, you can email us at positiveoutcomes@ortoped.ca. New episodes are released every other Thursday at positiveoutcomes.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. Positive Outcomes is a production of Ortoped ULC in conjunction with our partners and produced by Jonathan Stone and Frederick Solvay and hosted by myself, Jeff Newell, and Simon Beals. Thanks again for listening. Until next time.